Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. We are awaiting a news conference right now that should help provide more details on what happened before a Santa Quinn officer was hit and killed by a semi-truck on I-15. Utah Highway Patrol Lieutenant Cameron Roden tells David Dujanovic the investigation is still early.
Over the next couple of days, we'll better understand what happened, what caused this, and ultimately that led to the costing the life of the Santa Quinn officer. So it will be under investigation for quite some time.
Roden says there are a lot of details that still need to be confirmed, but they do know the semi-truck driver did a U-turn on I-15 where he then hit the Santa Quinn officer's vehicle and a Highway Patrol trooper's vehicle. The UHP trooper was not injured. A procession has been bringing the fallen Santa Quinn police officer home this morning ahead of their media briefing at City Hall. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera is in Santa Quinn with the latest.
It's a somber scene here on this colder and cloudy day in Santa Quinn. I'm on the east side of the freeway off the Santa Quinn exit in a gravel lot that overlooks where the tragedy took place. I see the procession of law enforcement exiting and bringing their fallen officer back home. Members of the community are also here showing support with the same spirit as on my way south passing Provo Fire on an overpass hanging the American flag from a ladder of a fire engine extended over I-15. We'll be bringing you along to the media briefing, and I'll bring you the latest developments as I have them. Reporting from Santa Quinn, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
People in Santa Quinn are doing everything they can to honor the police officer who died in the line of duty. Here's KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
For hours, people have been steadily streaming in, pulling over to leave flowers, American flags, cards, and other gifts on and around this patrol car here at Santa Quinn City Hall, including Riley Carter and her two young kids on their way to school.
I just think it's important that people know just how many people are thinking about him, and his family knows, like, we are all behind them.
Dennis Chappell also stopped by. He says the fallen officer actually came by his home multiple times before he gave his life.
He's always had a smile on his face and was really willing to help us like he was one of our family.
Chappell says Santa Quinn is like one big family, and he hopes they all come out stronger than they were before. At Santa Quinn City Hall, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Multiple police agencies from all over the state are volunteering to help after the officer's death. Santa Quinn has a population of under 20,000, so they have a small police force. Since they still have to keep their town safe while also mourning an unimaginable loss, police departments from all over the region are volunteering to help cover patrols in Santa Quinn so the officers have the space they need to grieve. We are also digging into the background of the suspect who police say was driving the semi-truck, and he has several past violent run-ins with police. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
What we know so far is that his rap sheet goes back to at least 2001 when he was charged with obstruction and resisting an officer in California. And then in 2009, he was convicted of attempting to run down police while wearing an illegally owned bulletproof vest in Oregon. And then a few years later, in 2011, 17 charges were filed against him, including assaults on correctional officers. He was also the center of a federal case in 2014 for a firearms violation. He was reportedly released from prison in 2021. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
For the latest on the investigation and everything going on in Santa Quinn today, you can head to kslnewsradio.com. We will bring you the very latest in this story. Again, we are awaiting a news conference out of the Santa Quinn Police Department to bring you the very latest, and we'll bring that to you when it does happen. KSL News Time, 12:04. KSL's top national stories. Hamas says it has accepted an Egyptian-Qatari ceasefire proposal to put a stop to the seven-month war with Israel. Details of the proposal were not immediately released, but in recent days, Egyptian and Hamas officials have said the ceasefire would take place in a series of stages in which Hamas would release hostages in exchange for Israeli troops pulling back from Gaza. But this comes after President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke on the phone today about Israeli forces preparing for an expected ground offensive in Rafah. ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers has the latest.
President Biden, in a phone call, reiterated to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu what the White House calls his, quote, clear position on Rafah. The White House has said a major operation by Israeli forces there would be a mistake. This comes as Israeli military officials warn civilians in eastern Rafah to begin a gradual gradual movement to a humanitarian area. The president and prime minister also spoke about efforts to secure a hostage deal and ensure routes are open to get humanitarian assistance into Gaza. Karen Travers, ABC News, The White House.
Other national stories KSL is following. Pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses across the country, including the University of Chicago. There, a coalition of more than 100 faculty members are standing in solidarity with the protesting students. Jessica Darrow is an assistant instructional professor at the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice.
Irrespective of one's view of the bloodshed taking place in Gaza, our university campuses are the last place at which peacefully assembled students should be arrested.
Meanwhile, Columbia University, where these nationwide protests began, is canceling its commencement ceremony on May 15th because of the unrest. Instead, only smaller school-based ceremonies will take place. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. Right now, I'm looking at a live shot of southbound I-15 at about 8000 South Spanish Fork. Very, very dark clouds, but traffic is stalled and wide open on southbound I-15 as we are waiting for the procession. It is a sight to behold as an American flag with fire crews are on that overpass, and that flag is waving in the air, and that procession is almost at its destination. But for right now, just continue to anticipate slower speeds on southbound I-15 anywhere from Provo, Spanish Fork, into Santaquin. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And you can see that procession on our live stream right now at KSLNewsRadio.com. KSL News Time, 12:06.
Reliability, steadiness, trusted voices.
I'll listen to KSL in the morning. I use it to find my weather, to find my traffic.
When you ask me what news is, I think of KSL first.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owe the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
As a business owner, you don't have time for automated systems. You need real support. Mountain America Credit Union can help businesses of all sizes. Mountain America has the personalized service and financial tools for success. From checking and cash management to merchant services and loans, we can help you reach your goals. Get real results. Get Mountain America Business Services. Loans on approved credit, membership required based on eligibility. Learn more at macu.com/business.
Mountain America Credit Union's business services, real business, real success.
The Salt Lake Chamber is Utah's voice for business. Okay, that sounds great, but what does it really mean? Well, as Utah's largest and longest standing business association, they support and champion community prosperity throughout the state. And if you're in business, well, that's a very good thing for you. Be sure to listen to the Chamber's Speaking on Business, weekdays at 7:20, 11:55, and 5:20 p.m. on KSL News Radio.
Here's an easy tip from Jordan Valley Water to know when it's time to water your lawn. If you can easily push a 6-inch screwdriver into your soil, you don't need to water yet. For more tips, visit waytowater.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News. Recapping our top story this hour, a procession has been bringing a fallen Santaquin police officer home this morning from the medical examiner's office. We are awaiting a news conference from police for the latest on the investigation. We will bring that to you when it happens. KSL News Time is 12:08. An 18-year-old from Las Vegas has drowned at Sand Hollow State Park this weekend. He's been identified as Christian Jeffrey Fisher. Park manager says he was swimming with friends in the dive park area, but he did not resurface. Wind caused waves may have been a factor. The body of a missing Brigham City man has been found near Bear Lake months after he disappeared. Paul Illum was reported missing in November of 2023. He was found in his vehicle parked on private property. There was no obvious cause of death. A series of small earthquakes continue to shake Box Elder County today after a larger quake hit the area near Tremonton yesterday. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
We're looking at a 4.4 magnitude earthquake roughly 16 miles southwest of the town. There was a 3.3 magnitude shakeup only the day before. And these two are just the latest of a series of 19 earthquakes that have been felt across Utah.
Seismologists at the University of Utah are trying to figure out where those other earthquakes did occur. We do have an emergency traffic situation on KSL News Radio. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky, what's happening?
We do have a crash with debris as crews are out sweeping the freeway southbound I-15 prior to 106 South. That is causing stop-and-go delays back to Murray at the South Interchange because those 2 to 3 left lanes of traffic are completely blocked. Now, the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways and I-15 in Weber and Davis County, all clear. On southbound I-15 in Utah County, we do have a slow drive from Provo into Spanish Fork. A lot of this is leftover residual delays from the procession that is making its way through Spanish Fork at this time on the way to Payson and then to Santaquin. Also, watch for an accident northbound Mountain View Corridor at 90th South. Celebrate spring in a clean home. Call Zero Res and get one room cleaned starting at just $25 with a four-room minimum. Visit ZeroRes.com and book your appointment today. Zero Res. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Morning rain, snow showers will give way to mostly cloudy skies and even a couple of spotty showers still possible. High of 55. 41 overnight tonight. We'll talk about another little system scooting on by, bringing rain showers for the Tuesday morning commute. By Tuesday afternoon, 48, with a chance for showers. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 41 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, it's May. We still have been seeing a lot of rain and snow. We will talk to KSL's meteorologist on how rare this is this late into the spring. That's coming up, streaming live at kslnewsradio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. You know, it's really easy to talk about something that works, and that's why it's easy for me to talk about Salt Lake City fat loss. I have lost 25 pounds in 60 days. That's more than 3 dress sizes, and I'm not on some sort of crazy fad diet. I've been able to dig into my closet, find all sorts of things to wear that I haven't been able to squeeze into for years. Now, Dr. Adam and the folks at Salt Lake City Fat Loss have designed a plan for me that's quickly melting off the stored fat that I've been carrying around. And I've done it eating a healthy combination of foods without rigorous exercise. I have learned so much about healthy eating. There are no expensive prepackaged meals, no surgery, no injections. Check it out for yourself. Just go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. You can do it in person or virtually. Right now, you can get $200 off just by mentioning my name, Maria. But don't wait. It's only for a limited time. What are you waiting for? I lost 25 pounds in 60 days. Many of their clients lose up to a pound per day. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That's slcfatloss.com.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of $10 gold Liberty coins from the late 1800s to early 1900s has been found. These gorgeous gold Liberty coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck, and less than 200 of these gold coins are available in any specific date. Coin experts are calling the secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you can own a piece of the hoard. When you call, you are guaranteed a specific date gold Liberty struck at the iconic Philadelphia Mint. With limited availability, you must call now. These historic dated gold coins are still in uncirculated condition with brilliant luster. That's anywhere from 117 to 144 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-386-8018. Call now and you'll receive a free bonus, a $50 value free with every order. Call 1-800-386-8018 now to secure your $10 Gold Liberty coins before they sell out. That's 1-800-386-8018.
Listen to the greatest classical hits from the 1700s to today. The world-class Utah Symphony performs thoughtfully curated programs featuring timeless masterpieces by Strauss, Dvorak, and Tchaikovsky, and even world premieres from modern composers. The Utah Symphony's Masterworks Concerts offer elegant and entertaining evenings at Marisa Bravnell Hall in the heart of Salt Lake City. Tickets start as low as $21. Get yours at utahsymphony.org. You can stream your favorite show anytime, but the opera only happens 4 times per year. Join us and make new memories with your family and friends. Enjoy the entertaining stories, beautiful sets and costumes, and mesmerizing music. You deserve an elegant night on the town or a Sunday matinee with Utah Opera. Your couch will be there when you get back. Tickets start at $21. Get yours today at utahopera.org.
Singers, dancers, and stilts. Oh my, don't miss Utah Opera's Thais. KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
people here in Santaquin are doing everything they can to honor their fallen police officer. One man telling me he hopes everyone comes out of this stronger than they were before. In Santaquin, I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Santaquin police are expected to hold a news conference at any moment now with the latest details on the investigation into the officer's death in the line of duty. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
It's a nasty mess on southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County due to a crash with possible injuries in Sandy. This is prior to 106 South blocking at least three left lanes of travel. We have stop-and-go delays into Murray. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain, snow, showers this morning, then a bit of a break. I'm Matt Johnson.
41 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hamas says it agrees to a ceasefire with Israel. Israel is not yet committed to the deal. ABC foreign correspondent Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
They have accepted the ceasefire proposal, and a Hamas official has told a network, Al Arabi, that they, quote, that they agree to a proposal that includes a ceasefire, reconstruction, the return of the displaced, and the liberation of prisoners.
But as the U.S. State Department says it's reviewing that response, Israel has begun dropping flyers into the southern Gaza city of Rafah, urging more than 1 million people sheltering there to get out ahead of an offensive. Meanwhile, here at home, pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses across the country, including the University of Chicago, where a coalition of more than 100 faculty members are standing in solidarity with protesting students. And at Columbia University in New York, the large-scale commencement ceremony canceled.
A campus update from Columbia University reads, "University has decided to focus attention on class days and school-level ceremonies where students are honored individually along with their peers, and to forego the university-wide ceremony that is scheduled for May 15th. Security concerns amid protests over the Israel-Hamas war cited as the reason for the canceled main commencement ceremony. Students and parents already criticizing the last-minute move. Many of them had already made travel arrangements for the big day. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
After former President Trump was slapped with another $1,000 fine for contempt at his hush money trial today, has heard testimony about invoices, ledgers, and tax documents. Former Trump Organization comptroller Jeffrey McConney on the stand testifying, says ABC's John Santucci, about the money transfers made from Trump's personal account to Trump fixer Michael Cohen.
Donald Trump was the only one that could sign off on those reimbursements to Michael Cohen because the specific account that the payments were issued from could only have Donald Trump's signature.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The storm has been bringing a lot of rain and snow to the region pretty late into spring. KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank joins us live to talk about it. Kevin, I guess this is why we tell people don't plant those tender plants before Mother's Day. But how rare is it for us to see this kind of weather all the way into May?
You know what? This is pretty typical for us to get valley rain and mountain snow, and valley rain and bench snow. And we've seen some of that snow mixed down into some of our valleys, but we average just under an inch of snow in the month of May here in Salt Lake City. So the bottom line is we don't get it too often, but you're exactly right. When we talk about don't put in tender plants, it's because of the cold and the potential for snow can linger often into the first week or two of May.
Okay, so how long is this winter-like weather expected to last?
So we've still got another 24 to 36 hours of this storm. So it's kind of coming in pieces, but we're going to get a little lull this afternoon. And then later tonight into the overnight, we're going to continue to see another round of a valley rain, bench and mountain snow move in, and that's going to linger through the first half of the day on Tuesday. And then there's another piece. They're kind of coming in these overnight waves, generally 10, 11 p.m., and then they kind of linger all the way through 10, 11 a.m. So we get a round tonight, and then we get another little round Tuesday night into very early Wednesday, and then most of the day Wednesday will be dry, and then we warm up. We get sunshine and temperatures back into the 70s for the weekend. But, Maria, this storm was huge. When you talk about totals, Alta had 22 inches of snow, Solitude 16 inches. Up in Mueller Park, east of Bountiful, they had a foot of snow, broken tree limbs, downed power lines. It's a heavy, wet, dense snow, and other water totals. My home here on the Bountiful Bench, we had 2.5 inches of rain, water, out of this storm, and about 10 inches of snow. So it's been a big storm.
I had to scrape a little bit of snow off of the car this morning, and it was so heavy, just so packed with water.
Yeah, it's just barely snow. It's so heavy, water rich, that it's just barely snow. But I'll tell you, it's taking its toll on the landscaping, on the trees, and on the power lines, especially up on the benches, Cottonwood Heights and over into Davis County. There's some really significant tree limb damage. Just the wrong time of year to be getting a 10 to 12 inch snowstorm.
Especially with all of the blossoms.
Yeah, it just makes more surface to get that snow to collect on.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for the update.
You bet.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank. We do have an emergency traffic situation, traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's happening, Ricky?
It's a crash in Sandy on southbound I-15. This is after 90th South, but before the Southtown Mall. We've had left lanes blocked. We've had debris across the roadway, and we've had a lot of people out there trying to clean up that road surface. But right now, with only a few right lanes open, traffic is backed up like a parking lot all the way to the south interchange. This is a spot you may want to avoid and take an alternate route. Now, we're also seeing delays on southbound I-15. I want to say that I'm right now looking at a live shot of the procession exiting off of southbound I-15 at Main Street in Santaquin. They are slowly making their way. And Maria, this is a sad sight to see as the ambulance goes by with the body. The street is lined with people arriving this fallen officer. Welcome him back to the community, unfortunately, in this situation. But the procession is exiting off of southbound I-15 at this time. However, we do have a lot of backed up slowdowns all the way to Spanish Fork. Again, if you are any of those who have come out to lend your show of support for this fallen officer, this procession will last for probably another 10 minutes if you're waiting on the side of the street. So be patient, be safe out there, and we appreciate your respect in this situation. Box Elder County has gone to the birds. Spring migration is here at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. See what visitors are chirping about with Box Elder County for info, activities, and more. Visit BoxElderCounty.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts out cold and wet. 55 today with a chance for showers, especially in the morning when we could see a couple of snow showers mix in. 48 for your Tuesday. We've got rain showers possible. Mostly cloudy, 51 on your Wednesday. Going to Thursday, 62. Rebounding to 68 on Friday. Mostly sunny skies. Saturday, 72 sunny skies with high pressure building in on Sunday, 75. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's mostly cloudy, a few showers in downtown Salt Lake City, and 43 degrees. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. We've been telling you about the procession that is underway in Santaquin, taking the officer's body to the police department there. When the officer's body does reach the police department, they will be holding a news conference to talk about the very latest in the investigation into his death. And we will bring you the very latest here on KSL.
For fabulous food, atmosphere, and tradition, Five Alls Restaurant offers memorable dining for any occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, proms, graduation, engagement, and more. FiveAlls.com.
Looking for a secure retirement plan without market risk? Look no further. Lyle Boss, president of Boss Financial, specializes in no market risk retirement strategies with guarantees of principal, guaranteed growth, and lifelong income. Join Lyle right here each Saturday and Sunday for his Safe Money radio show and call him now at 855-355-SAFE for your complimentary customized Safe Money information kit and Safe Money book. Nothing but upside here at 855-355-SAFE.
Tonight on KSL, your vote counts, but can you count on AI to give you accurate details about the election?
That's kind of true.
Kind of not true.
Okay.
KSL puts five bots to the test.
It's thinking.
This one is not giving us accurate information.
What we ask.
I might regret asking that question.
And what can you, the voter, trust?
Is that true?
AI election truth test. Tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
You know, I get it. There's a lot to consider when you're dealing with joint pain, and yet you reach a point where something has to be done because it's preventing you from doing the things you love. You want to avoid surgery because you know there's recovery and downtime. You want to stay away from drugs, but you think, you know, what are the options? Well, listen, the future of medicine is here in the Valley at QC Kinetics. QC is the nation's leader in the most exciting revolution in pain management you've seen in decades. It's regenerative medicine. So if you have achy joints, they want you to know that our bodies were created to heal themselves, but those natural biologics need to be concentrated and sent directly to the area where you are feeling the pain. That's what QC Kinetics is all about. Relief without surgery or downtime. Do this. Call QC Kinetics today and ask about a free consultation. And to learn more, call 385-766-1987. That's QC Kinetics, 385-766-1987. Do it today, 385-766-1987.
We had a company propose a power line route to come right down through the center of town with 160-foot high-voltage power lines.
A resident of our community reached out to Celeste and just asked for a statement, and she did much better than that. She actually came down to our very small town and met with us.
And we really appreciate Celeste and everything that she did for the town of Leamington.
Celeste showed up for me.
She'll show up for you.
And she shows up for Utah.
Paid for by Celeste for Congress.
Good morning. I'm the 40% off window company.
40% off? Of what?
Hey, 40% off.
Yeah, I'll bet it's your biggest sale of the year. This week only, because you need a model home in our neighborhood.
Well,
nothing. It's baloney. Hi, this is Kathy.
And Doug of Window World. When you hear those things, you know you've entered
the baloney zone.
Resist the force of the baloney zone.
Find Window World online at windowworldutah.com.
Or call Window World at 281-8111. That's 281-8111.
And that's no baloney.
If you've got a honey-do list with electrical, plumbing, heating, or air conditioning projects on it, Any Hour Services can help. Call Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com.
Watching Utah's money, Spirit Airlines is expecting a weak second quarter after all of the planes' problems. The discount airline says domestic demand isn't changing much at all, but they expect to furlough 260 pilots. Tesla is cutting down their supercharger department, laying off nearly 500 people. The layoffs have EV owners wondering what will happen to their chargers now. Tesla says it will still work, just slower than expected. And your money at this moment, markets off to a great start on this Monday. The Dow up 175 points. That's about 0.5%, sitting at 38,851. S&P up by 42. The NASDAQ, it's up by 150 points.
News happens all day.
Flashbangs were deployed.
Tim and Amanda are up at 2 a.m. for breaking stories. Jeff Kaplan begins crafting his minute of news at 6 a.m.
19 protesters were arrested
and updates the top stories while you drive home. When you hit your KSL preset, we're ready.
We have you covered on KSL News Radio.
You know, Deb, you and I have had this conversation so many times. We think, oh, I wish I had a little more light here or maybe a ceiling fan there.
That's why we love Master Electrical. So anytime we have an electrical problem, we know we can call them and they will give us their upfront pricing guarantee.
Because we're not going to do it yourself. We're going to leave it to the professionals. And this upfront pricing guarantee is fantastic. I'm sure you've been bitten by bids in the past where they say, oh, that's going to take half a day. And then 2 weeks later, the bid and the invoice have nothing to do with each other.
Not only will you get their upfront pricing guarantee, but you will never see an upcharge. Their pricing system simply won't allow it.
Master Electrical proudly serves from Logan to Santaquin.
They do everything that has to do with electrical, and they're always open, including for emergency services. The phone number to call is 801-543-2222.
801-543-2222, or check them out online at masterelectrical.com.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DynoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. We've had an emergency traffic situation in Sandy. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
This is a crash on southbound I-15 prior to the Southtown Mall. It is almost in the cleanup stages. They've opened up some of those left lanes of travel, and it looks like the crash is over to the left shoulder. However, even though the very front of those delays is starting to move, we still have a parking lot all the way back to the I-215 junction. A quick update in Utah County. Heavy and slow traffic southbound I-15 from the Highway 6 junction in Spanish Fork all the way to the Main Street exit at Santaquin. Now, as this procession is exiting off of southbound I-15 at Main Street in Santaquin, it will take a while for the procession to actually get through. It's a long, long procession. They may be about halfway through now. We have streets lined with residents of Utah County there to receive their fallen officer. That procession is single file. No traffic is getting through except for this procession as it moves towards it's the final resting place for our officer. Again, it will still take a while for this procession to exit off of southbound I-15. Advanced Window Products, $2,500 off 10 windows or more. AdvancedWindows.com. Affordable windows guaranteed. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain, snow, showers for the first half of the day today. Then we'll see things break up with a high of 55. Overnight, 41 the low. We'll talk about rain, snow, showers again. 48 tomorrow with a couple of showers still possible. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And the rain, the snow has stopped in downtown Salt Lake City right now, 43 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's new news with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1231. KSL's top story this hour. The fallen Santaquin police officer who was killed this weekend has come home. A procession is just coming into Santaquin, and it's being attended by tons of local officers and other people who want to honor his sacrifice. Police say his death happened when the driver of a semi took off after he was pulled over. He then turned around and ran down the officer, killing him on the scene. Lieutenant Mike Wall is with the Santaquin Police Department.
Our entire department is hurt, and the family of the officer is hurt because of a senseless act by one individual.
The suspect, 42-year-old Mike Jane, is now in custody. We are awaiting a news conference at any moment. We will bring it to you. The police are expected to bring us the very latest into the investigation. Communities across the Wasatch Front are encouraging people to display the color blue in honor of the fallen officer. The Santaquin community page is encouraging homeowners to turn their lights to blue if they have them. There are school kids in Payson, Salem, Santaquin all wearing blue today as well. These are just some examples of the outpouring of support shown to the officer and the family of the officer. Utah's new NHL team will have plenty of space to practice with a new facility soon to be built at the shops at Southtown. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
The double practice rinks will be ready by the 2025 season, making for about a year and a half to get everything built. The Smith Entertainment Group also says they'll have locker rooms, training and recovery spaces, and the team's official offices here. But they haven't yet released any construction plans. The mayor's already feeling positive about the announcement. Sandy Mayor Monica Zoltansky told KSL Sports they've been working with Smith Entertainment Group for years and couldn't be more excited. Reporting in Sandy, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Vail Resorts and the Ski Patrol Union are struggling to reach an agreement after their contract expired last week. Both sides hope to reach an agreement before the start of the 2024-25 season. Summer activities are not expected to be impacted by the contract expiring. We have a lot of rain and snow. We had a lot of rain and snow this weekend, and it's not every year we see a snowstorm like this in May. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla explains.
The last big snowstorm this late in the year was back in 2017.
KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says it's almost a month after our average last snowfall.
Last 5 years, this is probably the most snow we've seen in early May. And so it's definitely late.
We'll continue to see some big totals for the snowstorm, with parts of Davis County hitting 2 inches of snow. The northern mountains, where the storm will continue into tomorrow, are expected to get up to 18 inches. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Auditor's Office says it received more than 4,000 fake reports of bathroom violations after the state's transgender-related bathroom bill went into effect. The bill signed earlier this year can charge the people who violate the new rules $10,000 per violation per day. KSL's top national stories. Key former executive in the Trump Organization, Jeff McConney, is on the stand today in the New York City criminal trial of the former president. Prosecutors are asking him about the paperwork around the hush money payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels at the heart of the case. ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky is at the Manhattan Criminal Court.
Jeff McConney was the longtime controller for the Trump Organization, and he handled some of the records that Donald Trump is accused of falsifying, namely the 11 ledger entries and invoices and the checks that all involve the hush payment to Stormy Daniels. And so now the case is making a turn away from the tawdry behavior of tabloid sex scandals and onto the heart of the actual crime charged.
Meantime, the judge is finding President Donald Trump in contempt, former President Trump in contempt of court again. Judge Juan Merchan ruled that Mr. Trump violated the gag order around the case and fined him another $1,000. Mr. Trump spoke in the hallway of the courthouse before going into court today and before learning about the new fine.
The judge has gagged me, and I'm not allowed to talk about, I guess, his total conflict.
The new fine is on top of the $9,000 that Mr. Trump had to pay last week, and the judge also raised the possibility of sending the former president to jail. First look traffic, and here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a new accident. This is in Utah County, southbound I-15 near 4th South Springville. It is blocking a right lane of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Join your friends who rely on KSL each morning for the fastest routes to work and school.
I am listening for the traffic.
I'll always know if somebody's going to be late to work.
That's often what's on when I'm driving.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines on KSL News Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Want to keep your gas-powered engines running like new? Stables' proprietary formulas are proven by third-party testing to outperform the competition in keeping fuel fresh, preventing corrosion, and cleaning the entire fuel system. With Stable, you can have confidence you are doing the right thing for your engine's long-term health. Just pour into your gas can or fuel tank, then top off with fresh fuel. At every fill-up or when you store, start with Stable. Available where fuel additives are sold.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options. Podcast, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio network, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms. Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you? We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere, on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact Stephanie Palmer at KSL for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. Email spalmer@ksl.com. That's spalmer@ksl.com.
Get Mr. Mac's Performance Missionary Package. Includes one performance suit, four and collar stretch shirts, three ties, one mission belt, one pair of Echo or Johnston & Murphy shoes. Just $595.
For over 80 years, the Olson Greenhouse family has delivered the best flowers for your home and landscape. Add color and cheer this year with bedding and container plants from Olson's Greenhouse. Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top story. The procession for a fallen police officer has arrived in Santa Quinn. Now police are preparing to announce the latest on the investigation into his death. We will bring you that news conference as soon as it gets underway. KSL News Time, 12:38. A park in Salt Lake City has become a haven for homeless encampments, and it will be getting a facelift. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports a deadline for comments is tonight.
Cottonwood Park is a favorite of dog owners because there is a large off-leash area. The 17-acre park straddles the Jordan River in the northwest part of the city, which raises safety concerns due to the number of unsheltered people who camp in the park.
And that is a large and a valid concern. It's hard to try to imagine, like, what a park can be.
Kira Johnson, a city planner, says there is a survey seeking comments regarding what things people would like to see at the park, though construction won't start for more than a year. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
Intermountain Health is trying to change the way you think about hospital food. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson explains.
Intermountain now has a chef overseeing room service quality food at its hospitals.
At Intermountain, this is not institutional hospital food. So at Intermountain Hospitals, we have professional chefs, and we treat hospital patients like they're hotel guests and serve high-quality food as medicine.
They're putting the emphasis on local fresh ingredients and meals made from scratch. Chef Alex Govern says they have an extensive menu they rotate periodically, and it's easily customizable for people's dietary restrictions. He and his team of chefs serve about 32,000 meals a day to patients, their visitors, and caregivers. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather, it's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon with the latest. Here's Ricky Meese.
We still have a lot of slow-and-go delays. Southbound I-15 from Murray at the South Interchange, almost to 106 South, where we had an accident, now over to the left. So delays linger. Mountain View Corridor crews are still working on an accident at 90th South. We've had a crash at 3900 South, 500 West in the cleanup stages, then in Utah County. Southbound I-15, a crash in Springville. It has been one with injuries, and emergency crews had to block off that right lane of traffic. We still have some leftover slowdowns. Southbound I-15 from Payson to the Main Street Highway 6 exit at Santa Quinn as the procession has concluded and left the freeway. On Main Street in Santa Quinn, we are seeing that the crowds are dispersing now that the procession has concluded. So continue to use caution. Traffic is now able to flow again both directions of Main Street in Santa Quinn. S&S Roofing is your trusted source for quality and affordability. They've been the top roofing company in Utah for over 40 years. Schedule an estimate now. Get a free quote at snsroofinginc.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain, snow, showers, especially in the morning today. High of 55. Overnight, going to 41 with another little small system, keeping rain and snow chances in the forecast for your Tuesday morning. Tuesday afternoon, scattered showers, temperatures in the upper 40s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And light rain in downtown Salt Lake City and 43 degrees. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, we are still standing by for a news conference. Coming out of Santa Quinn, the latest on the investigation of a police officer who was killed over the weekend. That's coming up, streaming live at kslnewsradio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is business phone bliss with the Ooma Cloud phone system. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
The news on vapes talks a lot about the technology and teen use, but parents need to know more about the dangers of nicotine. So know this. One, nicotine is a poison that can rewire teens' brains. Two, it can increase mood swings. Three, it can limit attention and learning. So even when it comes in new tech, Nicotine is brain poison. Go to Undo.org for more.
Held over due to popular demand. This is your opportunity to save up to 40 to 80% on a hot tub or swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Be advised, this is your opportunity to save up to 40 to 80% on a hot tub or swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Friday, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission, free parking, free delivery. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan, taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The new NHL team in Utah is slated to get a brand new practice facility in Sandy. The Smith Entertainment Group says they'll build 2 rinks at the shops in Southtown. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, any moment now, we will hear from the Santaquin Police Department about the investigation into the death of a police officer over the weekend. We will bring you their news conference as soon as it begins. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Cleanup of a crash continues southbound I-15 in Sandy prior to 106 South. The backup still reaching into Murray. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Our Cinco de Mayo storm yesterday holds on for today with scattered rain, snow, showers, especially in the morning. I'm Matt Johnson.
Rain, 43 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. There's now confirmation from the U.S. State Department that Hamas has accepted a ceasefire proposal to exchange hostages and prisoners and provide humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
It remains our top priority to try to reach a ceasefire agreement that will lead to the release of hostages, that will allow a surge of humanitarian assistance both into Gaza and allow it to move around inside Gaza.
But Israel is saying what Hamas is agreeing to is not the same proposal that was under discussion, and it will take some time before an official Israeli response. This as Israel drops leaflets over Rafah in southern Gaza, telling more than 1 million sheltering civilians to get out before an Israeli offensive. Testimony about the paper trail of payments between Michael Cohen and Donald Trump in the former president's hush money trial today. Trump fined another $1,000 for contempt. The judge warning jail could be next. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The Smith Entertainment Group announced this morning they're building a training facility for Utah's new NHL team at the shops at Southtown in Sandy. The new center will have at least 2 regulation ice rinks for the team. KSL Sports NHL insider Jay Stevens joins me now live to talk about this development. Jay, thanks for being with me. And first of all, how did this all come about?
Well, they've been looking for a while for a place to put a team, or, you know, for our practice facility, ever since the announcement that we're going to have an NHL team. It's obvious they needed a place to practice since the Delta Center will host both the NHL and the NBA. So they've been looking around, and it just made sense, I think. They made this agreement with the shops at Southtown, and you're going to have an amazing state-of-the-art facility with at least 2 NHL-size ice rinks. So that's pretty phenomenal. And they're going to keep the mall up. I know everybody's worried about if they're going to break down the mall, but they're not going to break down the mall. This will be like an anchor tenant for the mall. So that'll really help kind of revitalize that mall as well.
Right. I didn't know there was that much space there to have two regulation ice rinks.
Yeah, it's and without doing any destruction, too. So there's plenty of spots to do that, and then there'll also be great parking. And for a guy like me, you know, a hockey guy my entire life, now I know I'm going to be able to go there and play hockey there, and then, you know, my wife can go shop, and then I can go grab a great, you know, a meal after or a drink at those great restaurants that are there. And, you know, there'll be youth hockey tournaments that'll be coming in and playing there and staying at the hotel that are around South Town and shopping. So you're going to see a big economic boost here. Plus just, I mean, you're going to see hockey grow. Every time we build one sheet, we sell it out. And to have two more sheets come in, they'll definitely be sold out pretty quick.
Pretty exciting stuff. Jay, thanks so much for being with me.
Yeah, it's great. I appreciate it.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is KSL Sports NHL insider Jay Stevens talking about this new training facility for Utah's new NHL team, which is going to be at the Shops at Southtown in Sandy. We do have an emergency traffic situation and traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
We still have this crash in Sandy on southbound I-15 with crews at the scene. Looks like, I think a tow truck has arrived. I'm not quite sure because there are a lot of vehicles over to the left and they are partially sticking out into the HOV lane of traffic. That's what's causing your slow and go speeds back to the south interchange in Murray. As a result, a lot of heavier, more than normal, heavier traffic on southbound Redwood Road as you go from Taylorsville into West Jordan. That's probably those who want to avoid these delays on southbound I-15. On I-15 in Utah County, we had an accident southbound at about 4th South in Springville. It's been blocking a right lane of traffic in Mountain View Corridor, an accident at 90th South, and a crash for South Salt Lake drivers, 3900 South, 500 West. Celebrate spring in a clean home. Call Zero Res and get one room cleaned, starting at just $25 with a four-room minimum. Visit ZeroRes.com and book your appointment today. Zero Res, Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts out with highs in the mid-50s today, with a slight chance for showers in the afternoon. A lot of the activity will be in the morning. 48 for tomorrow, scattered showers. Goes to 51, mostly cloudy Wednesday. Continuing to dry out, 62. Partly cloudy on Thursday. Friday, we're at 68, mostly sunny skies. And into the weekend, we've got 70s as it looks right now for Saturday and Sunday both. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Bit of rain in downtown Salt Lake City, 43 degrees. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. We are keeping an eye on the happenings happening in Santa Quinn at the police department there, where a news conference is expected at any moment. They have set things up, but so far no one's stepping to the podium. When that does happen, we'll bring it to you live here on KSL News Radio.
What does an Olympic venue, Memorial Weekend, live music, delicious food, 20 years of family fun, and four-legged canine athletes gathered from all over the world all have in common? The 20th anniversary of the Soldier Hollow Sheepdog Classic, presented by Purina Pro Plan, with a new date, May 24th through 27th. Enjoy a weekend filled in the beautiful Soldier Hollow mountainside, watching these top dog athletes and their talented handlers navigate down rugged mountainous terrain to beat the clock, using pure agility and skill corralling the most spirited sheep in the world. Experience 4 days of high-value fun, exciting competition, plus dog, duck, and bird demos. Petting zoo, face painting, bagpipes, and delicious eateries all surrounded in beautiful Midway, Utah. Save the date for the Soldier Hollow Sheepdog Classic. Presented by Purina Pro Plan. Performance nutrition that fuels more sporting dog champions than any other brand. Also sponsored by Powder River and IFA Country Stores. May 24th through 27th. Details and tickets, visit SoldierHollowClassic.com. SoldierHollowClassic.com.
Guys, are you ready to give up because you think you've tried everything and you're still dealing with loss of energy, poor sleep, weight gain, and even ED? Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City has local medical providers that offer low T and ED treatments customized to each patient's unique physical makeup. By working with a specialized compounding lab, personalized treatments are guaranteed, even when generic pills and supplements haven't worked. It all starts with your free comprehensive exam and consultation. Availability is limited. Book today, and for this month only, Revive offers qualified patients a free one-month supply of personalized ED medication, plus a free ED treatment producing immediate results. The experts at Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City will work to provide the right treatment for you so you can show up as the best you in all aspects of your life. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or send them a private message at revivemenshealth.com.
Discover the best of senior living at Trio Orem and Trio South Ogden. Today's older adults aren't wrapping up their life's journey. They're seeking a new one. And Trio Independent Living is here to help them do just that. With a smart, modern, and connected lifestyle, residents cultivate relationships and maximize independence through signature programs like Prime Fit Wellness that bring living well and well-being to life. Welcome to the new age of senior living. Schedule your visit at leisurecare.com/Utah today.
It's springtime in the Rockies, and it's time to apply Revive Organic Soil Treatment. A Revive treatment with fertilization, aeration, and good watering is the key to building stronger roots for a healthy, lush, green lawn. Revive fertilizes and moves water and nutrients deeper into the soil. Take advantage of spring storms with an application of Revive now. Protect yourself from drought later this summer and skyrocketing water costs. With Revive, if you water two times a week, it's like watering four. Apply Revive Organic Soil Treatment today. It works.
Any Hour Services can help unclog any drain in your house. Whether you have a backup, a clog, or a slow drain you want fixed, call Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
KSL News Time, 12:55. I am watching now outside of the Santa Quinn Police Headquarters where officers are standing at attention. They are saluting as the fallen officer's body does arrive at that building. We are continuing to watch this. We know that the Santa Quinn Police Department is going to hold a news conference in just a few minutes to talk about the very latest on this investigation. Watching Utah's money, the Dow is up 141 points, sitting at 38,817. S&P 500's up by 43, and the NASDAQ up by 156 points.
You wouldn't know it, but most financial advisors are put in a box. I'm Jeff Jr. from Trajan Wealth, and I want to provide you a little insight about financial advisors. Most financial advisors have to sell what their company requires them to sell, and many advisors have to only adhere to what's called a suitability standard. A suitability standard is a limited standard of care, not requiring what's sold to be best, just suitable. Advisors with this loose standard often have limited investment and product selection. Trajan Wealth is held to a fiduciary standard, which is the highest standard of care in the advisory business. And that's just one of the many reasons we have billions of dollars under our care and attract clients from other advisors. Raise your standards today and call Trajan Wealth. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options. Podcasts, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio networks, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms. Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you? We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact Stephanie Palmer at KSL for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. Email spalmer@ksl.com. That's spalmer@ksl.com.
Wasatch Front Businesses and Property Managers. GoPave Utah provides all asphalt repairs for your parking lot. For patching and paving along the Wasatch Front, contact GoPave Utah. GoPaveUtah.com.
We do have emergency traffic coverage. It's sponsored by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
We still have a lot of heavy traffic left over on southbound I-15 from just before 7200 South down to 106 South, where what remains of the earlier crash is still blocking the HOV lane in Sandy. And then southbound I-15 in Utah County, we're in the final cleanup stages of an earlier crash with injuries in Springville at 400 South. And an accident called out 3900 South at 5th West. The best kept secret is this is the pass. It's a pass for fun for everyone. Save $20 off every annual pass level. 362 days of fun. Visit thisisthepass.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Taking a look at the forecast for the Wasatch Front. Hope you're just ready for more of this rain-snow mix. It's continuing through tomorrow and possibly some showers early Wednesday as well. Then on Thursday, things clear up. Temperatures starting to warm up on Thursday. Looks like a high of 61 degrees on Thursday. And then just a slight chance of showers for the weekend. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, it's raining and 43 degrees. And we are still standing by for the news conference coming to us from the Santaquin Police Department, the latest on the investigation to the officer's death.